Today's shiur will discuss the halachas that have to do with the day after Tisha B'Av. As usually we do, we're going to go back to the source. Where does it start from? We'll see that lechora comes out that Noitzei Tisha B'Av, or the day after Tisha B'Av, has a complete new spectrum of halacha, has a new level of avelus, which doesn't really fit what happened before. Let's start with the resources where the idea of the avelus continuing after Tisha B'Av, where does that come from? The first source is the Gemara in Tainis, Daf Chavtes. The Gemara tells us when was Churban HaBayis. So the Gemara says the story. Akeitza B'Shiva, Zayin Av, right? Zayin Av is today. Zayin Av, Nichasu Nochim Le'echol. V'ochlu v'kilkilu boy shvi shmini shmini or v'chi. Question: where you put the comma? So they came in on the seventh of, and they were going there and ruining Beis Hamikdash for 2 to 3 days. V'chi som lechashecho, close to the evening and the end of the ninth day. Hitzisu boy saur, they lit the fire. And it was burning for the rest of the day. Towards the evening, that's when it started. So the way the girsa is, it would start burning the end of the ninth and continue on the next day, the whole day. Speak up with the Rishon. Rishon. Shani doesn't say that. It says about the Rishon. And then he says, the main burning of Beis Hamikdash was in Yudav. So why do we do it on Tisha B'Av? For Rabbanon at Chalda de Pranuso Adifo, we focus on the beginning of the burning and not the end. That's how the Gemara ends, and that's why we conclude that we have over here we do the Tisha B'Av on Tisha B'Av and not Asar B'Av. But we have a concept that Beis Hamikdash was burning on the Asar B'Av.
But this started the afternoon of the ninth?
Yeah.
Towards the evening of the night.
Towards the evening of the night. Yeah. Of course, that.
We lighten up the Avelus at that time.
Exactly. Very good.
Like a stereo, no?
Very good. So let's get that in a second. The Yerushalmi tells us, we'll start now. We'll get back to the Yerushalmi later. But the Yerushalmi speaks about, when you look at the Yerushalmi below the Gemara, says in the second line, Yervir miya b'shem rabchiyah barba. Abba, b'din ayah shayom mitanim basir. Really should have done Tisha B'Av on the 10th of Av. Shaboy nisra b'yisil ekeinu. V'lama v'chi, boy, why are we doing the 9th? Hatchila peronos. That's where the peronos started. Fetani came b'shvi, nichasatoichoi b'shvi ne'emekarki, boy, the 7th they came in, they destroyed it. Betishi tzi b'sa'ur, on the 9th they lit the fire. V'asir nisrof, and was burned on the 10th. And the boy Yerushalmi ends it. Rabbi Yishur ben Levi, Tzayim Chiv Asir. He used to fast the 9th and the 10th, both. Rabbi Avun Tzayim Chiv Asir, so Rabbi Avun fasted both. Rabbi Levi Tzayim Chiv Velayla Asir. 9th and the beginning of the 10th. Meaning the first, the 9th and the night of the 10th. So that's what we say, that really, the burning of Beis Hamikdash happens in the 10th, we have the concept of the Peronuso that starts earlier, and that's our source, and that's what we do Tisha B'Av before. But we see that really the burning of Beis Hamikdash went into the 10th of says the Torah on the left side of the page, Tanya, and he brings the Gemara that we just learned. V'shiva B'Av nichasu goyim le'echol v'ochlu boy v'shosu boy v'kilkulu boyim shmini v'chi ad shepona yom le'serif ad shepona yom le'serif v'tizu boy heish. That's he learns like more like the comma comes after the 9th in the evening. They burned the Beis Hamikdash, Achkia Sachamo, Beyoim Asiri. He went till the end of the day of the 10th day. The entire 10th. If I don't know my Beyoch, Malay Isi Shon, Kavazi Basiri. If I'll be there, I'll do the 10th. Sherubun Shleichol Boy Nisuf. That was when most of the Eichol got burnt. V'Isa Vayushalmi, brings the Yerushalmi we just learned. Ravi Tzayin, Shiv Asiri. Levi Tzayin, Shiv Leil Asiri. Pishlai Bakar Lutzu, Kolyam Asiri, Tzon Leil Asiri. So he says, there's a concept to do a Asiri, because that's when the Beis Hamikdash was burned. V'honu b'zman hazeh, today, oh today, tashkei cheinu. It's very difficult for us. We're very weak. We don't do Yom Kippur 2 days, even though we maybe should have done it because it's 2 days. Don't eat meat in the night, in the day of the 10th of Av, because, you know, just feed whatever you have to eat, because you should be lacking. So the pashas of the Torah is that we add over here in Avelus on that Siri, and the Avelus says don't eat meat. Doesn't say the Chazos. Do you see the Torah of the Chazos? Doesn't say. Huh? Very good. So then say it, the Chatzais. So really, where does Chatzais come? The Bishayis brings, if you look here below the tour, on the right, Bishayis says, he brings Avud Yom, he was a Rishon, Kosar Rav David Avud Yom, Sharoi Shayanoek Shalol Echol Basar Velasi, not eat meat in the night of the tent. Ve'uyos Maim in Kosar Yesh B'nei Odom Shivisani Mi Basar V'yayin, don't eat meat and wine, Ad Chatzi Yom Asir. Goes till the 10th. That's what he brings. Which is Tzorech Lubriyun. Where do we get to the Chatzos of Asiri? Doesn't say Chatzos. So you could say B'dayichak. That means is we do, you know, like there is a concept of Mis'ani V'lo Meshlimin, like we do, for example, Erev Rosh Hashanah. So we try, we know it's hard. It is also difficult. We already have all the Chumr, so we at least bring it to Chatzos, which is basically meaning we pass half the day and then we go on to, you know, to our regular daily customs, because we don't want to do too much on the tzibur. A concept that mis'anim v'lo yimashlim, meaning when you want to do a tainis, if you get the chatzos, it's considered to be that you did already the tainis. For example, we have, I said Rosh Hashanah, that's what we do, that means to do tainis at the chatzos, or it says if Tisha B'Av is nitcha, so if you do bris milah after chatzos, you can eat. So you find that the chatzos means like, you accomplish the day. So that could be the pashtas, what it is over here. Like Mikzas Yom Kippur. Even the Mikzas Yom Kippur usually means even 1 minute of the day. So here you go more. It has to be like Rubik Kippur. So that's B'dayichak. It doesn't say we don't have any other makor for Chatzos. Omnam, meaning just to add over here, is basically the point that you mentioned, is that we know that our meaning at Tisha B'Av is that in Chatzos Yom we sit on a chair. We sit on the floor till then. Chatzos, we get up in the chair. Why is that so? So it's really brought down the name of that Arizal. Because the fact that the Beis Hamikdash was burned has a nechama in it. There's a little bit of a comfort over there. Why? Shekiloi chamasoi el eitzim alavonim. Because Bol Kivyachol used his anger, his fury, against wood and stone, not against Am Yisrael. We survived. Right? We survived. So that's why in Chatzos of Tisha B'Av, even though the burning starts only in Tisha B'Av, but other rabba, because the burning starts in the afternoon of Tisha B'Av, that's the reason we're Meimekel, because the burning means we survived. Beis Hamikdash is destroyed, we survived. Right? That's what it is. So maybe there's a concept also that as, even though the burning went till the end of Tisha B'Av, because the burning is really has some similar nechama in it, so therefore we don't do the full time. But it's not so clear. We don't have a makor to it. Where do we get to this thing? That's something to think about. Well, chat. I don't have a. I didn't see a good makor to explain where we get to the chatzos.
But don't you also have?
Except the idea. It's most of the day.
You shouldn't go a day without putting on tefillin. And the only one who sometimes had a problem is somebody who was an onan and became he now buried. Can he put on tefillin that day? He doesn't. Right. The first day.
Yeah.
He never puts on tefillin.
Right. Because that's a special thing.
Right. So we could really say that, do we have to put on tefillin for that day?
On Tisha, we put on tefillin.
That's why we make.
So we put on tefillin on Tisha, we don't do mitzvahs because of the minhag of Avelus, because of the mitzvah of Avelus, and we do it in Mincha. But that's nothing to do with Yud B'Av. Right? Tisha, we do it in Mincha. Yeah. Tisha, we put it in Mincha, because that's when we push it to the second half of the day. But we don't look at it as an oinin mamish. It's not like completely oinin. Oinin is maybe the day before. We don't do it. Now, so that is what the... that's the where the makor is. We have a makor that Yom HaSiri was burning a Beis HaMikdash, and because Yom HaSiri, we have to burn Beis HaMikdash, so therefore we go ahead and we don't even eat, we don't even eat at least the Chatzos. That's what the Torah already brings this minug, and the Beis Yosef says also the idea that brings it to Chatzos. Now, the Shulchan Aruch says, also, this is Mamish one seif in the Shulchan Aruch. It's one simon that's of one seif. The Shulchan Aruch says, on the top of the Bishra, it brings Alacha. Tisha B'al is Erev, the evening of Tisha B'al, it's Tuesday, Shba Echol, Venisa, Vachias, Achal, Ber Asir, went to the whole day Asir. Tigag min Akosha, Lelechol, Basar, Veloili, Shtesiai, B'al Asir, V'yirim Asir. Shulchan Aruch says that you don't eat meat the whole day of the 10th. There's a machlokes between the Sfaradi poskim that you do the shuch, that we hold to, for the Sfaradim today. Do you go till the end of the 10th or till chatzos of the 10th? Because the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say chatzos. Says the Rama, "V'yesh bechriyah at chatzos hayom v'lo yosef." He says till chatzos namur. V'imchal tisha b'shabbos itchal yom rishon. That's like we had last. I mean, we have in previous years that you move tisha b'av from Shabbos to Sunday. Mutol lechel b'azos tishayim yom sheni al b'layla also mipnei evloshem. This is important. The Rama adds one more thing. He says, when you push Tisha B'Av, Tisha B'Av is supposed to be in Shabbos, you move to Sunday, then you don't go. Because the whole idea is because you're burning a Beis HaMikdash continued until the end of the 10th. You're ready now. You don't have to go to Yudalef. You don't have to go to 11th day, Beseder. But on 10th, on the night, if Tisha B'Av is on the 10th, and you get to the Moitzei Tisha B'Av in the night, do you eat bus or not? Says the Rama, no, pray Evlo Shalyer. Such a concept to be, when you have a Velus that day, that night, you also don't, you don't jump into meat that night. That's how the Rama says, and that's something to, let's remember that when we get furthermore into the different minyanim that we have today. Oh, so right now we saw Tur Bisayis of Shulchan Aruch. Nobody speaks about anything has to do, but Basar V'Yayin. Oh, bitch, don't eat meat and don't drink wine. What about other stuff that we have in the 9 days? Do we have it or not? So the Bach, ready the Bach on the Tur. You can see below the Torah, it says the Bach. You also can't take a haircut, can't wash your clothes, can't take a shower. So he brings Mizeh Machloikis, Marashal, and the Maharit, Aratirna. If, not Maharit, Aratirna. If you could go ahead and do, what about the other minhagim of the 9 days? So the Marashal says, well, you can't drink, you can't do the other minhagim too. The other minhag also apply. And Maratirna says, no, only drinking and eating. Now, what's the big pella of the Maratirna? Because when you look at the 9 days, it's exactly the opposite. Not to wash, not to shower, not to bathe, all these things, that's Dina the Gemara. The Gemara speaks about it. When exactly do you start? Some achlekes of the Gemara, do you start from a Shchedish, do you start Shavuot Shechalboy, etc. The Gemara speaks about it. What about meat and wine? Meat and wine is not mentioned in the Gemara. As we learned last week, when we spoke about the seal in the 9 days, meat and wine comes from a girsa in the Yerushalmi that says, Lamishti. You're not to eat meat, not to drink wine in the 9 days. Is really what the Gemara says, you're not to eat meat, not to drink wine only in Sudam of Sekes, the meal before Tisha B'Av. But what about the entire week? You have no problem. So you Mindino the Gemara. We have a minute to add that. So Mindino the Gemara, what is more severe and what's more chomer? Washing. And taking a haircut is more chomer than eating wine, drinking eating meat and drinking wine. But when you come to Moitzei Tisha B'Av, says Maratirna, the opposite. You don't eat meat, don't drink wine, but you go ahead and he doesn't say there's any other yisurim, which seems to be doesn't really fit, right? So the Maratirna is the kosher. Well, how do you if you don't eat meat, you don't drink wine, the chur kol shekin, then you should not go ahead and do rechitza and his sipur. So that's a shot to think about. Let's hear the achronim bring it. The achronim go ahead and say that the achronim say the magravon brings noisa kelim. You know, let's start with the Taz. The Taz says nei bichol midino seilu ken. So what he brings the Taz. He says, you know, we have a meaning in this place for at least 40 years. That's what Taz says. Later, I'm quoting. I mean, the meaning not to eat is a new meaning. We just started 40 years ago. Before that, we would eat meat Moitzei Tisha B'Av. Really, Mashal, the box says, with the chabes, you're not allowed to do also the haircut, all these things. So the Taz also brings the halacha. You don't take a haircut, you don't wash, you don't bathe, and you, if it's only to chatzos, it's the same with the Rama, says the Gabi, eating and drinking. Says the Mogen Avraham, Mervom says, Shalochel Basar, says about Mervom, Upashut. Well, that's clear. The Seudas Mitzah Mutarim Kulorim Lechol Basar. If you doing a Seudas Mitzah, you do a Seum on Mayt Tisha B'Av, then you have no problem. The Pshita, now listen, this is very careful, this is the Lashon. The Laila Zukilo Mirush Chedeshav. It's much easier than the 9 days. The Amidina the Gemara Mutal Sabah Chabas Abbas Babin Shasim Chedeshav Yichol Dover. Midina the Gemara, you're good. The Gemara did not tell us any Surim. It's only a Minuk. He says this whole idea is we have a minog, but it's much easier, much more kal than that we have in the first 9 days. So it's easier. The primi gadim below the Ramo, the Magen Avraham brings it also. He says last year we have killed moshchirja tainis. The moshchirja tainis la mer asur the karmel ker mer. He says the Gemara you brought a yisrael only over there. That's what he says. So we don't have a problem that says the Magen Avraham and the Primi Gadim. Really, this is a much easier thing than we have before. It's a minhag be'alma. If you have a Seudas Mitzvah, you have no problem to invite everybody. As we spoke last week, that in 9 days, you can invite only 10 people, according to the Ramah. Here, you can invite anybody. It's no problem anymore, because this is really easier than the 9 days. That's all the Magen Avraham established. Look at the Goyen. The Goyen says like this. The calls that took the Goyen, Chumrah. It's a Chumrah. Ava Medina Mutar miad avdvarim shalosu b'shav shchal tisha b'teicha. Midini could do it right away. Kamoi shikosu b'shchal shatayis b'gid boi nevomis. That says the itzu b'shchal shatayis. And then he goes ahead and he brings three other rais. They don't want to see these rais inside. Three other proofs that after tisha b'av everything is over. Proof number one, he brings the Gemara and tainis that chav tesla one base. The Gemara brings over there. Shabbat shchal tisha b'teicha in the week of tisha b'av. All the Yisroel were before Tisha B'Av, but after Tisha B'Av, you have no problem. Right? You're allowed to. The Shavuot Shechalbo, like we have this year, is until Tuesday. Thursday is not Shavuot Shechalbo anymore. Shmuel Omar Afil Achor Minam. Also, Shmuel is Machir. May Sivay, four brings a Brisa. Shabbos Shechal Tisha B'Av Leisbe. So you also the Saper LeChabes. We have Tisha B'Av that week. You can't take a haircut. You can't wash. Or Chamishu Botar Pekva Shabbos. The Thursday you can do for the Shabbos. Ketzad. And now the Brisa explains. What does it mean Shavuot Shechal B'Av? Chal Yis Be'Echad B'Shabbos. If Tisha B'Av falls on a Sunday, Mutar LeChabes Kol Shabbos Kula. The whole week you're allowed to do a haircut. You're allowed to wash. B'Sheni B'Shlish Shavi Chamish Lefon Avaser LaChor Mutar. Before Tisha B'Av you can't. After you could. Does it say any restrictions after? No. LaChor Mutar. Chalibam Shabbos B'Tachem is Chamish B'Kish Shabbos. The big chiddush of the Gemara, just by the way, is that if Tisha B'Av was on Friday, which never happens today, but if Tisha B'Av would fall on Friday, Lurtzur, you could do a wash on Thursday, the air of Tisha B'Av for Shabbos. Okay, and that's what it says, and that's what the Gemara brings over. So you see over here, Mefarish, Brisa, after Tisha B'Av, you have no issue.
With anything.
Doesn't mention meat, but we're speaking about the Sipur Kibbutz, and the Gemara's meat is easier. Right. We don't have it in the Gemara, this thing. The Tosefta says, if you look right here next to the Gemara, Tosefta says, You eat, you to wash your hands and face, not a problem. So for Rafa, you have to be quiet. In Tisha B'Av, you don't have to say hello to anybody. You have to speak in a low voice. Other Tisha B'Av ends the Tosefta. Mutarim bekulam. Tisha B'Av is over, you mutter. Look below where the pirush is brought down in here in the Tosefta, where it's printed in the Gemaras. We would call af leichol basar lishtes yain pelayla moza Tisha B'Av. So the Tosefta says the Farish after Tisha B'Av you're good, right? The third one is the Rishalmi. The Rishalmi, the same Rishalmi that brings later. There's a minog not to eat. Some people had to fast 9th and 10th, or 9th and the night of 10th. That same Gemara a few lines above says, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Eliezer. Man, they have a Tisha B'Av. The minute Tisha B'Av ended, when Tisha B'Av ended, have a machris, patchun sifrayo, uman debay yisvar. Anybody, all the barbers can open their shops, and anybody can take a haircut. Right? And that's what it is. The Gemara brings, because how long, it says, the shabbat goes to the Messiah, chug a chutch of the shabbat, how long does the village go? Does it go for the week, for the month, or for that day only? And the Gemara goes in and says that that he did it right in Mutzi Tisha B'Av. He said everybody could go and open the barbershop. So even though the Gemara later brings there some people that were noyig to fast the 9th and the 10th, you see, that was not the din of the tzibur. That was their own chumrah they did on themselves. But the regular guy, they said right after this, you can go and do everything. That's what the Gemara brings, the three rayas, that there's no issue. That's what the Gemara says. Midino mutter avon shos b'shavish chal b'tishvav. Everything is mutter, right? So according to this Gemara, what comes out? L'chora. Comes out that this idea that you now let her do a tishvav, going back to our question. Question was, one second, how can it be that basur b'yayin is asur, but to wash and clean according to one sheet is mutter? L'chora in the Gemara is opposite. So the answer is, this is not the din of the Gemara. The din of the Gemara is the assume that we noeg because we have a velus. The din of a velus, we went ahead and we did sipur kibus and all that. That ended. The Gemara says that ends. Now we go ahead and we have a chumra be'alma to continue on meat and wine. Seemingly, that's what they were noeg. You know, they wanted to somehow, you know, announce or like bring about that. You know, the piece of English is being burned in Assyria. So something we have to commemorate. So in the Kabbalah themselves, the minug that is brought down, the Marshal, the Taz, is the wine and meat. We didn't do a Kabbalah or anything else. Hi, it's more chumrah. We're not knowing a velus as a minug of velus. We're just adding on ourselves a little bit of a chumrah. That's you have to say, that's the definition. And therefore, it's not like the 9 days, not all the minug the Gemara gave on us. And therefore, there's a sheet that says you can wash.
It's unique because the
avelus
carries over.
Right. So that avelus that carries over is really not a avelus carries over. It's like more of a minig for us to commemorate.
It's an avelus that we should feel, but it's not necessarily an avelus that continues because that was the end.
Right.
But to not celebrate, to not, you know, to realize the tragedy of the situation almost. It's
right.
A mindset maybe. I don't
right.
Know.
In a sense, right. It's a good point. Meaning, in a sense, the reason, maybe you could add that. When you sit down on the bench on Tisha B'Av in the afternoon, we're basically saying, burning a Beis HaMikdash for us is actually, tells us that there's no, the avilus is less, because we survived. So we didn't have avilus, you're good. But still, we lost a Beis HaMikdash. So, you know, don't eat and drink, and don't eat and drink. It says, this is, I should bring it on the sheet over here. The Gemara in Ba'al Basra brings, the end of Chizk Sabbatim. The Gemara says that the tzibur, the Gemara brings over there that after Chor Beis HaMikdash, people wanted to stop eating meat and drinking wine the whole year. Because they said, how can we go in and drink meat and wine? There's no Beis HaMikdash. How is it possible to go in and do that? Right? So the Gemara brings over there, if so, there's so many things will be also. Let's see it over here. I'm going to bring it in the Gemara says, Mishcha Bais Bashniya, after Beis HaMikdash was Nechrov, Rabbi Prusha Bishol, many Choshava Tabi Chachamim, Shaloy Lechol Basa Shaloy Shtad Yayim. That thing means that drink wine. Nidra Lam Bishu Amal Lam Bani Prim, Ma Iyate Uchol Yichlim Basa Yate Shtad Yishtim Yayim. Why not eating meat and drinking wine? Oh my Lord, how can we do that? Nechol Basa Shmino Makrim Al Gabay HaMizbeach. There's no Basa on the Mizbeach, so I'm going to eat meat. How's that possible? Only you can't lechem loy noichas, don't eat bread. Why is she kvar botel menachas? So he says, so the Gemara says, efshar peiris, peiris loy noichas, don't eat fruits, she kvar botel bikurim. And then the Gemara goes on, and what about water? Water you have no need to chamayim. He says, hey, that can happen. So he says like this, what he told him? Let me tell you. Not to be do a velus of Beis HaMikdash, we can't. Obviously, you have to go and commemorate the fact that we have to, you know, realize have a velus. You can't do too much either. But you don't give more than the tzibur can handle. That's what he brings. And that's what he says, and therefore we don't do more than we have to. So if you can go and apply what says in the Gemara, is that what are they wanting to do? Not to eat, not to drink wine. It's a type of avilus. Did it say they didn't wash their clothes and take a shower? No, didn't say that. Hi, wash your clothes is a bigger avilus. True, but that's we're not doing a dini avilus. The dini avilus that we have, that's the 9 days. That's gave us all kinds of halachas of avilus, like an oval has doing shiva. That's what we have there. Now we're not doing that. Here is more of a, of being sorry, being sad for herself. How can it be that we don't be samigdosh? We're being burned right now. That's like during that time. So that's why we add the meat and the wine. But it's not the nevels. That's why it's only that according to this pshita.
It's also yayin and basar is mamish celebratory. You celebrate.
Right. It makes you so exactly. Very good.
Washing your clothes, shaving.
That's right. That's more minogeva. That's a din of minia simcha. Very good. That's maybe the agdar definition.
Interesting in avelus is just the opposite. Some of them start sinning shiva. Right. He can drink wine and eat meat, but he can't do anything else.
Right. Because there's a concept that we want to be sameach the avil. Right. You do minogeva avelus, but you want to mind yain l'sheis of. You want to go ahead. There's a concept that we try to menachem the avil, and the problem the chum is with that. But it's a good point. There is this contradiction. We spoke about it, I think, 2 years ago about this. So we have to be. Maybe one day we'll be chayzav anish to perak zeh regarding the idini avelus compared to the minogeva tishbav. Pei l'shem, when we go and chazed this, we will speak about the fact that tishbav, there used to be once a sad day. What was the minhagim that used to be once when we had that, right? Be'ez Hashem, that's going to be the shiur when we get to the next step. But in the meantime, so we're talking now about the day after Tisha B'Av. So comes out, that's right, the Basar Yayin is unique, and that's what you see, that's what's much more kal than 9 days on Avelus, and the Maritana says that's the only thing that applies. But we brought down the B'Seisiv that says also, he brings the Minog, the Bach, and the Mashal, the Taz that brings as well. So we don't do also, we're Chitza, we don't take, and we don't continue the Minog of 9 days. Look at the Biralocha brings on the right side. He says, "Ad chater sayoyim, ayin mishtabru, do what din yurchitza b'mecha to disperse. Take a shower and a haircut. Ken kosu achoyim b'shem rashal. So he brings, that's the marshal. Uvimama mordchei kosav, other achoyim, te mistimas moron umoram, meaning the mistima, when you learn the Shulchan Aruch and you learn the Ramah, the Shulchan Aruch and Ramah don't say that, as we learned. The only thing you see in the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah is only eating meat and drinking wine. He doesn't say anything about rechitza, taking showers, or haircuts. He says, if you look at the Loshon Shulchan Aruch, he quotes, if it's right here on the left of the Biur Halacha, it's a Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tav Kuf Nun Aleph that we learned last week regarding the Minhagim in the 9 days. And it says here, Le'achar ha'tainis, Loshon Shulchan Aruch. Le'achar ha'tainis, right after the tainis ends, mutter le'saper le'chabes miyad. Right? Moment of fevish. You're allowed to take a haircut and to wash right after. It doesn't say any restrictions on that. It's not sure you could do right away. Avliyanu chitz v'dispers lo'ichmiru. Right? That's what he says. The only issue, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say about Basar V'Yayin. Because Basar V'Yayin, he says later, they have a minuk. He didn't mention anything about Rechitza Disperis, about taking a haircut and washing. So, says the Biur Halacha, says the Biur quotes of Amar Mordechai, we don't have such a thing. Umatzazi la'arav shiurei shetir gamken. So they found another person says that, ad kal l'shayin. Umikol lo kosher la'akal, but says the Mishabur, I'm not a mekel so much of it. Shekam ha'achorin is b'neinu yitiv kodvar z'lamay, so we found many achorin that say that to do it. So I'm telling you that you cannot take showers and wash clothing and take haircuts until the 10th of the Chatzos. The same thing with wine and meat, and you continue it on. That's what he says. So the Biur Halacha brings already that it's not so pleasant. So machlekes in the Achronim, what can you do? Machlekes. And we have the Maharshal, one of the right, most important place scheme that we know with, the Mashal and the Taz that quotes him, and others that say that you're not allowed to go take a haircut or to wash clothing. But there's other Achorim that argue, and that's the Mashmos, the Shulchan Aruch, they did not mention it, and also the Diuk for the Shulchan Aruch, and so Tav Kuf Nun Aleph, Mashi, don't have a problem. And as we mentioned, in the name of the Koran, the Bechlal, Medin of the Gemara, you have no Yisr. It's only a din of a Minuk. So the minog, and we set a reason maybe why to be makelnet. So that's, he brings these two shittos. So what do we do lemaisa with all that? How do we use it? So what comes out is like this. Obviously, halacha brought down is not to go ahead and do until the chatzos of yud, which we said again after this time the chatzos thing. But b'makom that it's a problem that you have, it's shasat chak. You have. So then we know there are some of there are a few achronim that are mekel over here regarding meat and wine. That's a meaning brought down the Shulchan Aruch, but regarding rechitza and tisperis. So if you see, the Rav Ozner quotes this lady, the Diush Mishnebrua brings it. That's how I found this quotes this lady. That's Rav Ozner. He says, if someone has to, the day after Tisha B'Av, he needs to go ahead and he's traveling, right? So you can be make a Motzei Tisha B'Av. You need to go take a shower. You could do it Motzei Tisha B'Av. There's more place to be mekel, right? The main idea is try to avoid everything to chatzos. But you get the situation which is difficult. Rechitza, kibus, tispiris, taking a haircut, wash your clothes, and showering. It's more easy in Motzei after Tisha B'Av. You have more to be mekel. The Shul Kamenetsky in the Kriyat Salachas, he brings also the following. And let's just see it inside. So like this. Kibus also Motzei Tisha B'Av afilu shasat chak. So first of all, he says, you should avoid washing clothes in Motzei Tisha B'Av, the night after Tisha B'Av. Even Meshas chak. Achar Tisha B'Av is more dochak. Even if you're going away, and it's very difficult, try to avoid the night after Tisha B'Av. Also lak l'chav is b'gadu Motzei Tisha B'Av. So first of all, he says, well, depends. Motzei Tisha B'Av, you should try your best not to do it. The day after, it's easier even in the morning. What's the difference? So the difference is, first of all, we found that there are sheet there. Someone in the Yerushalmi brings that his whole meaning of adding after Tisha B'Av, after Tisha B'Av was only for the night, not the day. But furthermore, we learned, right, we saw that in the Ramah. What happens when you have Tisha B'Av the falls on Asar B'Av, right? It's delayed. It falls on Shabbos, so we delay it to Sunday. So what do we say there? You should not even meet Motzei Tisha B'Av. You can even meet the next morning. You can't even meet Motzei Tisha B'Av. Why not? So the Ramah brought, what is Losh L'Ramah? Pre'ev Losh L'Yom. When that day you're Mis'al B'Samikdash, even though the Avelus is finished, you're done. You know, you continue that, you know, remember that same Mahal. You continue that being, you know, you're not so happy, and not so you're not so joyful that day that you had a Avelus B'Samikdash. So the night after, the night that comes after you ended the Avelus, you're more machmir in that than the next morning. So even though Shmuel is going with the idea that, you know, you have what to be mekel, but he says there's a chilek between the night of, the night coming after, or right after in the morning. But then, Ferak, he says, ends of Shmuel. Ferak, im loy b'fshawuz l'chabas achakach. If you know you have mamash, he's not going to be able to do the next day. As mutu l'chabas mo'tzitzi, then you have what to be mekel. Why? Because again, because some sheet isn't that in the hold, that there's no iser. So, comes out aloch l'maise, that basar v'yayin, meat and wine, that's the minog that we go to chatzos of Tisha B'Av. That's what we do. But washing, showering, and taking a haircut, so l'chatchila do to chatzos. If it's very difficult, so there is what to be makel from the morning, like Rosh Hashanah says, and even from the morning to Tisha B'Av, it's really hard, as Rosh Hashanah says, or Rav Ozner is not mechalek between the night and the next day. We said there's a makor to a Shmuel that says the day of the avil is the day that you're mourning Beis Hamikdash. That night you should be more macher. So that's all this. Again, adding the Ma'arei Tanur that we said before comes out that was showering. All this has nothing to do with it's not part of being sad. It's just this minog avilus. We don't have avilus after Tisha B'Av. We just tried to not to be too happy, like you said. So that means it applies more to Basar Yain. So you can argue that doesn't have a dinner avilus. So what it says that you continue Motzei Tisha B'Av. Just trying to bring, to clarify what we're trying to get to. Rav Ozner says that after Tisha B'Av, it's not mechalak. There's no difference if it's the night after Tisha B'Av or the next morning. If it's difficult, you can be mekel. Rav Shmuel comes in and says, no, it depends. Better to leave it for the morning. If not, do it in Motzei Tisha B'Av. What is the svar of Rav Shmuel? So he said maybe he's relying on the Ramah that says that if Tisha B'Av was delayed by a day, that night don't eat meat, don't drink wine. Even though the next morning you could. You see, the night is more than the day, because the night is the night of the day they had avilus. Saying now, the Efsha, that's only regarding wine and meat. Because wine and meat, it really makes you happy, like you said. Wine and meat is like, mommy, that shows the fact that we're avil, they want to be a bastard, they want to avoid that. But washing and taking haircuts, that maybe there'll be no difference between the night of or the next morning. So that maybe you could argue with the Shul, but that's what Shul says, and that's what we have. Remember that we had a few years ago, my brother got married on Yud B'Av. He got married the day after Tisha B'Av. So we asked the Shiloh in Eretz Yisrael. He got married. The chasana was in London, where they started the chasana already in the early afternoon. So the question was, can we, the family, go in and take haircuts in the morning? And we got upset that yes, and that's what we saw Michal over here. So eating meat and drinking wine, that's what we, you know, machmir as much as we can to chatzos. The other things, we have more to be makel to do it earlier, and maybe even from Mitzvah Tisha B'Av, it b'mokam atchak, lechatchila avay l'shitil techatzos. Be'ezah Hashem, all we learned today should be only theoretical, because Ben Mishamidah should be, we should be zoiche, to see the Nechama Beis HaMikdash, and as the praise can bring, as we end, the Gemara says it, and the praise can bring, that the Kol HaMis'ablu Yerushalayim zoiche Rebbe Simchasa, the more you try to be involved in the velus of the Churban, that's more of a merit to be zoiche, to see Beis HaMikdash be binyana. And as Mishabura says, Mishabura has a beautiful lashon. He says, "Kedai hu Beis Elokeinu lis'abel olav yom echad b'shana." It's, you know, Beis HaMikdash is worth, you know, it deserves one day that we should mourn it properly. So we should be able to be mourned properly and Beis Hashem to be zoiche v'rebbe nechamasa v'rebbe amenu amen.
Here Halacha brings down the Maimon Mordechai. He says that the Gemara, but then at the end he says, "Vekasha."